WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Union County has something else it can be proud of. On Thursday, we told you it hit the lowest COVID transmission rate in the state, and now it has the lowest rate in the entire country. New Jersey's overall rate of transmission is still falling, now at 0.87. Hospitalizations, however, remain just below 900. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts New Jersey will likely stay within normal range as far as precipitation this upcoming winter, with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow saying it only takes one significant snowstorm to make for a memorable season. But how cold will it get? NOAA has an early read on that, too.
For temperature, the 2021 winter outlook favors warmer than average conditions across the southern U.S. and for much of the eastern U.S.
John Gottschlacht, chief of the Operational Prediction Branch for NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, says there's up to a 50% chance we will be warmer than usual, while the chance of an average higher or lower precipitation season are all just about even. Family members are hoping for more answers regarding the cause of death for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, while the couple was on a cross-country road trip. On Thursday, the FBI identified human remains found in a Florida natural preserve as those of Laundrie, a notebook and backpack also found. Cause of death has not yet been released. It's unclear how long the remains may have been submerged in water. Another Lakewood school bus crash, the fourth in the past 2 months. This time a bus and two other vehicles were involved in an accident on Route 9 in front of the Leisure Chateau Care and Rehabilitation Center around 9 p.m. Police say the driver of a Dodge Challenger drove into the path of the school bus transporting several students after being cut off by a Ford Expedition. Pictures from the crash can be seen at nj1015.com and on our free app. Berkeley Township Police have seized over $400,000 in cash and arrested and charged a 36-year-old man in connection with selling marijuana out of his home in the Holiday City West section. Daniel Hessel, whose business is known as Bud Hub, was generating a lot of pedestrian and vehicular traffic that led to complaints by the neighbors. Police say it is still unlawful to distribute marijuana outside the confines of the new laws. The New Jersey Hospital Association is launching a year-long series of infection prevention training called Project First Line to help all levels of healthcare adopt a layered, multi-point approach to infection prevention. With Project First Line,
we will be constantly reinforcing the core principles of infection prevention, as well as presenting new knowledge, which the COVID experience really honed in for us on the importance of keeping current with the knowledge.
NJAH spokeswoman Kerry McKean-Kelly says 8 trainings are scheduled for the rest of the year, with more available in 2022. Some topics include the science of viruses and how they develop and spread, as well as a deeper dive into specific topics like personal protective equipment. Here are the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com, click on podcast. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
No one knows Jersey roads like we do. With a 24/7 dedicated staff and hundreds of cameras, we'll keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes, only on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5, it is 11:05, time for New Jersey fast traffic.
Well, the traffic around Bridgewater on Route 22 has been pretty slow this morning, and we can chalk that up to eastbound construction. They've got the work set up between 206 and Bridge Street, so you can expect some slowdowns on 202, 206 as well. Southbound delays by the Somerville Circle that run down towards Route 22. We've also got some brake lights here, it looks like, on 78 westbound still. The issue here is a car that went off the roadway. It's out in Lebanon, and if you're heading westbound approaching exit 20, they've got one lane shut down. A pretty slow traffic into the area, too. Be prepared for brake lights. We do see brake lights on Interstate 80 now. It's a westbound crash right near the Garden State Parkway, and we're still slow into Clifton on Route 3 west of the Garden State Parkway out to where that merges with Route 46. The crossings still look pretty good this morning. I'm not seeing any road work yet at the Hudson. Under 5 minutes to leave New Jersey, your Delaware crossings look pretty good, too. Just watch out for construction at the Walt Whitman and Ben Franklin. Traffic every 15 minutes. The next report's up at 11:18. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
Bill Spadia.
We can do better. We have to do better. We need common sense in this state. Common sense is the only thing that is going to bring this state back. We better get tough about it.
Weekday mornings on New Jersey 101.5.
Are you digging in with me?
And NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Autumn air has returned to New Jersey, so today will end up about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. But We're still running about 5 degrees above normal for late October. So not a bad day here. Mixed sunshine and cloud cover. Maybe a stray shower or sprinkle as the day goes on. High temperatures upper 60s to around 70 degrees. More clouds roll in tonight. It'll be cool but not too cold with lows around 50. And then tomorrow we face a few rain showers, especially through the first half of the day and especially in the northern half of the state. It'll be unsettled with lots of cloud cover. Highs tomorrow come down to the lower 60s. Sunday promises to be the nicer, brighter, drier day of the weekend. Partly sunny and seasonable with highs in the mid-60s. There is a chance of rain Sunday night for North Jersey. Monday we soar into the 70s, but another chance of rain developing late on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Deal 66, Maple Shade 64, Mount Arlington 59. Weather made possible by Jet Property Management. Is your property feeling neglected? Call Jet Property Management. Jet specializes in bank-owned property preservation, commercial sanitizing, and caring for rental properties. Let Jet Property Management help you. Call 732-270-2270.
New Jersey 101.